This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri officials are preparing to implement a budget amendment passed last year, which would deny some Medicaid reimbursements to organizations that provide abortions. Missouri's measure was written with Planned Parenthood in mind, but local hospitals could take the hit. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, abortions in hospitals are usually done under the most dire circumstances.
Do you want to meow?
Robin and her husband share a lot of things. Two cats, a deep love for music, and a longtime desire to have a baby. After 3 years and two rounds of in vitro fertilization, things were finally looking up.
Everything was looking fantastic. She was measuring one day ahead. I had a friend that had a home Doppler that she gave me, and I would listen to the baby's heartbeat.
She went in for her 21-week ultrasound, finally confident that the pregnancy was going well. But as the appointment drags on, the nurse gets quiet, and she says she needs to bring in the doctor.
And I mean, I don't know what the diagnosis is, right? I just know that it's not good.
Their daughter had developed polycystic kidney disease in the womb.
Her kidneys weren't working, and so there was therefore no amniotic fluid. And without amniotic fluid, she would never develop lungs. And I was asked what her chances were, and she said there weren't any.
St. Louis Public Radio is only using Robin's first name to protect her privacy. She and her husband only had a few hours to make a decision: terminate the pregnancy or wait until she gave birth. Most likely, her baby would be stillborn.
We just felt so strongly that allowing her to be born, to immediately suffer and to go through the trauma of childbirth, only to immediately not be able to be held by us necessarily, but to go into, you know, a NICU or an incubator and be held alive just to die was so inhumane.
Robin was booked for an appointment at Barnes Jewish Hospital. Like all women who have an abortion in the state of Missouri, she signed paperwork saying she had heard her baby's heartbeat, seen an ultrasound. She had to wait 72 hours. At home, Robin and her husband pulled together a playlist of music they loved and said goodbye to their daughter, who they named Grace Pearl. The next day, Robin brought the playlist with her during the procedure.
They had promised me they would use an ultrasound to cut her umbilical cord before they would do anything else. And so I like to think of her as her heart stopped beating, hearing the music that, you know, that her father and I liked so much. Sitting on a dock of the bay,
wasting time. Robin's care was paid for by her health insurance, but providing abortions will put Barnes and other hospitals on the list of providers that may lose a portion of their Medicaid funding due to a new Missouri rule. Existing law states that no insurance plans based in Missouri can cover abortions, including Medicaid. The only exception is if the procedure is to save the life of the mother. But last year, after the release of videos purporting to show the sale of fetal tissue by Planned Parenthood, the Missouri legislature moved to eliminate all public funding to the organization.
You know, it is a myth that Planned Parenthood provides women's health care services. It is a myth.
That's Republican Representative Diane Franklin of Camden. Her colleague, Robert Ross of Yukon, sponsored a budget amendment to stop the state's Medicaid waiver program for women's health services from covering care at any organization that also provides abortions.
Simple amendment. This stops your taxpayer dollars from being used to fund abortions. If there are no questions, I'd renew my motion.
Several House Democrats questioned Ross on the floor, including Representative Michael Butler of St. Louis.
Disagree with me. If women have complications through pregnancy and they're low income, they don't have a primary doctor, where do they go?
Gentlemen, it's real simple. Either you agree with my amendment, you're going to vote for it, or you don't agree with it, and you vote against
it. Your amendment is taking funds from, not from abortions, but from organizations that you think perform abortion.
By kicking Planned Parenthood and other health centers that provide abortions out of this Medicaid program, legislators could have run up against a federal law that says patients must be able to choose their own provider. So legislators voted to reject $8.3 million in federal funding for family planning services and replace it with state money. Right now, state health officials are submitting information to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services so they can go forward with these cuts. Dr. David Eisenberg is one of the doctors who do abortions at Barnes Jewish Hospital, about 150 a year. Generally, Eisenberg says, they're done because the mother's life is in serious danger, or the fetus has a severe fetal anomaly and won't survive. Cases like Robin's.
Most abortions in the United States do not need to be done in a hospital. The ones that need to be done in a hospital are ones where the mother's medical condition requires that higher level of care.
Eisenberg has seen women in heart failure, or with a condition called preeclampsia that can cause heart attacks or stroke. About 4% of abortions in the U.S. are done in a hospital, according to the Guttmacher Institute, a research group previously affiliated with Planned Parenthood. When Missouri's new law goes into effect, hospitals and clinics will have to sign a letter that certifies they do not provide abortions, so it's still unclear if all hospitals will be included in the cuts. Catholic hospitals, for example, follow church directives and avoid abortions except in dire circumstances, says Father Charles Bouchard. He sits on the Ethics Committee of the Catholic Health Association based in St. Louis.
Our position is based on two things. The first one is that even though you can't prove it scientifically, the embryo is a person from the moment of conception. And that as a person, the embryo's life is equal in value to the mother's.
Because of that, Bouchard explains, doctors in Catholic hospitals can't terminate a pregnancy unless it's the indirect consequence of a different procedure to save the mother's life, like a hysterectomy if she's being treated for uterine cancer.
Obviously, there are crisis cases in, which it's you're balancing the life of the mother against the life of the child.
Under this new amendment, organizations that do provide abortions will not receive payment from Missouri's Women's Health Services program. It covers pelvic exams, contraception, and other women's health services to about 100,000 low-income patients who may have to switch their doctor when the rule is implemented.
I'll call you later.
Today, Robin is still recovering. She shared her story in a public post on Facebook, which was then shared more than 5,000 times.
I was just like, I have to say something. So that people understand that this is something that exists and that funding is really important. It needs to be a safe procedure. It needs to be a legal, routine, safe procedure.
According to the Missouri Department of Social Services, the measure could go into effect in late March. I'm Dari Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.